Bye.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
With Dr. Janothra Archer Cartwright. That's me. I'm a family medicine specialist. Thank you for tuning in to Guardian Radio tonight for all things health, wellness, and things that pertain to the Bahamian society. Oh, it's Valentine's tonight, so I know for some of you, it's a very special night. You may be out and about, or you're still you're home with your loved ones or your family. Valentine's means something different for everybody. It can be a very romantic time. It also can be just a time to show love and appreciation for the persons around you. And so appreciate this time to spend with people you care about, show them that you love them. And it doesn't always have to be in a monetary way. Sometimes just a simple gesture can mean so much to allow people to know that you're thinking about them. And try to take that concept into a year-round thing, because we all want to feel love, and love is a very important part of the human experience. And that's why tonight we're going to talk about the science of love and health and how love relates to health and makes us better, and how that is all biological function of things. I'm also going to have the line open tonight, so if you want to send out any lovely greetings to the one you love, we're open to that tonight. Or if you have any questions about any health, medical, or social topic, we're also going to talk about that as well. But our main topic tonight is going to be about the science of love and the science of love and health and how that relates to each one of us as individuals. So I hope you will enjoy that. And I thought this would be an interesting topic, being Valentine's Day, because you think, oh, what are you going to talk about in terms of health? But it's unbelievable to find how much love affects us and how it affects the human condition. And so we're going to touch on different aspects of that, from the effects of love and how that relates to our body, to some very surprising health benefits related to love and our relationships. So that is going to be one of the main focuses of the show tonight. And I welcome you all to join in with our conversation throughout the night and to ask any questions, any comments, or anything that you want to bring up tonight. And so I want to put out the numbers for the show. Remember, I'm not in studio, so do not send me a text and don't send a text to my phone. But the Guardian radio numbers are going to be 323-6232. 325-4316 and 325-4259. We're also on GuardianTalkRadio.com, and you can listen to us and watch us live on Guardian, not just Guardian, but on Facebook, on Guardian, on the Doctor's Inn with me, Dr. D. Archie. You can find us on Facebook. And you can watch and listen to the show when we are on there. So that's what we're going to do. You can also realize that you can reach me on WhatsApp and on Facebook as well as Dr. Janothra Archer Cartwright. So you can see me right there. The show, of course, tonight is brought to you by Medical Concierge Services for all your medical health needs. We are a primary care clinic with family medicine doctors. And so if you're looking for a new doctor, if you're looking for an NHI doctor, you can give us a call, 326-1521. And our WhatsApp line, really great for communicating with us, 432-4010. And I'll say those lines again later because I always get questions afterwards, or people show up at the clinic or see me somewhere and ask about those numbers. They didn't quite get them down. So I'll say them a few times during the show if you need our help. And you can also find us on Instagram, medical_concierge_services, and of course, Facebook. So I first want to look at some of the effects that love has on us, or some of the effects that our chemistry, our biology have in the process of love itself. And love is just something that we all wish to experience, at least most of us, or do experience at some point in our lives. And there is something about that feeling of being in love and being with someone that you just cannot deny. You know, from all versions of it, from that love sick puppy love to that very unconditional love that we all seek and want. Most women want to be swept off their feet. Some people want to just be stuck and just into one particular person. But these are all the different platitudes of love that we've come to know about. So some of the most oldest stories and the most famous books in the world are written about love and the discovery and the experience of love. And we've been captivated over the years just about that. So how does love affect us in a biological or physical manner? Well, there are 15 effects within the body that really kind of encompass the whole feeling of love. So the first one is the effects of love on the brain. When you think of love, you might be you might not think of the brain as the first organ that you think about. You think about the heart, you think about Valentine's and all heart. But really, it all starts with our brain. While terms like thinking with your heart or thinking or you're in my heart or being heartbroken are some of the most plausible comments that you might hear, it really starts with the way that your brain is triggered by the feeling of love. That triggering affects both your mood, your behavior, and expression of your feelings. But some effects linger longer past the first blush of love and continue to strengthen your commitment of love over time. And these are some of the major effects that we're talking about. The feeling of euphoria, that giddy, euphoric excitement that you feel when you're spending time with the person that you love, you can trace this higher feeling or effect of falling in love back to the neurotransmitters in your brain, dopamine. So it's all a chemical process. Your brain rewards system is based on reinforcing the pleasurable moments, such as eating, listening to music, intimate people you love. And it's really the effect that your brain. So this feeling of euphoria simply comes about by just thinking about the person or the thing that you show emotion for. And this triggers dopamine release, making you feel excited and eager to do whatever it takes to see them. Then actually do see that brain rewards you with more dopamine as a pleasure. Researchers believe that there is a cycle that plays, that create this fear that makes us fall in love. So feeling good when you spend time with the person you love makes it more likely that you will keep doing it. From a purely biological perspective, this is an important first step in the process of choosing the ideal person to reproduce for. So it's all science. It all starts with our brains. And when our brains are triggered, that pleasure zone in our brain is triggered and we have this release of dopamine, we want to see more and feel more of that person. And that is the beginnings of love. With that comes what we call attachment and security. So when it comes to love, dopamine isn't the only chemical. There's also the levels that also surge, boosting feelings of attachment and safety and trust. And it's that feeling of safety and trust that makes us just feel really comfortable being around other people. And this is why you feel comfortable and relaxed in the company of a partner, especially once you get past, these things might even trigger you to touch that person, to reach out to that person. And this brings about that physical attraction. And that's the oxytocin in our brains. And it's nicknamed the love hormone for that very same reason. This very release of oxytocin strengthens our bonds in part because it decreases your interest and potential interest in other people. So once you've made that kind of bond with one person, you actually start producing hormones that make you don't want to spend time with other people. And so it's almost like a triggering cycle where you want to be more with that person because that rush of dopamine, and then you have these surges of oxytocin that make you feel attached, safe, and trust, and then makes you don't want to be with other people quite so much. And so potential partners, in short, the better your partner makes you feel, the closer you will likely want to become to them. It's all a chemical reaction. The willingness to sacrifice. Another component we see in really strong love bonds. Most people agree love involves some degree of compromise and sacrifice. Sacrifices can range from small, like going with a dandelion yellow paint color, or just choosing to go with something like a food choice that your partner really likes, to really life-altering changes, for example, moving across the country to be with the person that you love. And so as love flourishes, you may find yourself more willing to make these sacrifices. It's believed that this happens because partners tend to become more up the more time they stay together. And once again, this is the brain function in the vagus nerve, which begins in the brain and plays a role in everything from facial expressions to the rhythm of your heart. This alignment can help you to notice when they feel sad or distressed, since it's only natural to want to keep someone you love from experiencing pain. You might choose to sacrifice something for that particular reason. So that love, that commitment, and that drive to make sacrifices each other, which comes from loving someone deeply, is triggered by that very nerve in our brain. And so these are all biological systems. Having constant thoughts. So, and of course, a lot of this article is coming from Healthline, so you can check it out online. But constant thoughts, is there a person you love always thinking about them? And maybe you think about them so often that you even dream about that person. And this is partially related to the dopamine cycle and rewards and pleasures of thoughts that we discussed earlier. Some research in 2005 found that suggested that you can also thank another part of your brain, the anterior cortex, the cingulate cortex, for this feeling as well. Experts have linked this brain region to excessive compulsive behaviors. And this is why some people go from love to even sometimes extremes and almost, obsession, because it's very similar parts of the brain that relate to both of these feelings. And this can explain why love can be so intense and so much frequency of thought, especially when it's new love. These things may be creeping towards a level of obsession. So when you first fall in love with someone, it's normal for them to be the main thing on your mind. This can reinforce your desire to spend time with them, potentially increase your chances of substantially building a relationship. So there's a reason why our brains work in this particular way, because to be in love is to bring forth a relationship, and biologically, human beings are very social, and this is what we want at the end of the day. The feeling of being in love brings across less stress. Lasting love is consistently linked to lower levels of stress. The positive feeling reduction definitely improves your mood. And so research in 2010 have also suggested that single people may have a higher levels of cortisol and the stress hormone than people in committed relationships. So people who committed relationships tend to be less stressed than persons who may not be in a committed relationship. And this is just because of all of those hormones that we talked about. So what a partner is not someone is there to help someone to vent. They have your back. They're there to just be someone to support you at the end of the day. And that companionship with someone really leads to a binding kind of love and makes life a lot easier and removes some of the major challenges that many people may go through in life. The other component of love, and this one can be both a good one and a bad one, is jealousy. While people think jealousy is something that's really, really bad, it's actually quite a natural emotion that can help you to pay more attention to the needs and the feelings of your partner. So in other words, jealousy sparked by love can suggest you have a strong commitment to your partner and you don't want to lose them. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just you don't want jealousy to cause you to do anything that you really would not be a positive thing. But a little jealousy just lets you know that you are connected to that person. You do want to be with that person. And you do have a little bit of fear of losing that person. So jealousy can actually have a positive impact on your relationship by promoting and bonding attachment as long as you use it wisely. When you notice jealousy is becoming a real big problem, first remind yourself, if you're feeling jealous, that it could be a normal feeling. Then share with the person that you love what's going on inside of you instead of maybe doing something out of the ordinary, such as stooping or making passive aggressive remarks. It's really important to communicate feelings of jealousy so that you can keep your relationship in a positive. So what other effects does love have on your body? Well, when you feel in love, you feel it all throughout your body. It's just a sensation that you can't get rid of. So it boosts your passion. Falling in love can make you feel pretty lustful sometimes and makes you want to be closer to another person, more intimate with another person. And that's another set of hormones that are coming into play with this. And those would be your androgens, a group of hormones that include testosterone, which increase your desire for intimacy and being with the person that you love. So being close to that person causes a boost of production of these hormones. And this can lead to another cycle of reinforcement by the release of more of that oxytocin and the dopamine within your brain. Being intimate with a partner can bring great closeness, and so perfectly normal to want that more and more if you are in a healthy relationship. Improvements in physical health. Love, particularly love that develops into a committed relationship, can have very important impacts on your overall health. A few of these benefits, we'll talk about them just briefly, and we'll go into them a bit more when we look at more deeply at the surprising health effects of love. But a few of these benefits include decrease in heart disease, lowering blood pressure, improved immune system, and a faster recovery from various illnesses. What does that result into? A longer lifespan. So yes, being in love, feeling love, and expressing love can lead to living longer. A loving relationship can help you have a longer life. I looked at research from 2011, which reviewed 95 different articles that compared the death rate for single people to the death rate of people who were unmarried or lived with partners. And what they basically found was that the suggestion showed that single people had a higher risk for early death, 24%, according to some of the studies that were looked at. And in 2012, a study of 225 adults who had coronary artery bypass grafts were also, they found evidence of longer life in those in relationships. So the people who were married when they had their surgery were 2.5 times more likely to survive living an additional 15 years later. The high marital satisfaction increased this rate further. So people who were not just married, but were also really satisfied and happy about their marriage were 3.2 times more likely to be living than those who were less satisfied. So we'll see later on that it's not just being married, but having a healthy and happy relationship that plays a great role in that. Pain relief, believe it or not, love can affect the way that you experience pain. You might realize it at first, and it might be something that you've never really thought about, but we know that love improves your mood and maybe even provides a bit of comfort and strength when you don't feel well. This effect doesn't exist in your imagination. According to a small study in 2010, study looked at 15 adults in a romantic relationship and established within the previous 9 months. And the participants experienced moderate to high levels of thermal pain while doing 3 things. So they looked at responding to a word-associated prompt shown to reduce pain through previous research. They looked at photographs of an attractive acquaintance, and they looked at a photo of their romantic partner. What they found in this study was that the less pain was reported both when completing the distracting task and when looking at a photo of their partner. The study authors also noted that looking at a partner photo activated the brain's reward system, which suggests that this activation may have lowered their perception of pain. So right back to our brain activating the different hormones in our brain, which bring forth pleasure and reducing pain. So are there any negative effects related to love? We've heard the words lovesick, lovelorn, heartbroken. These words only go to show that love doesn't always feel so amazing to us. And awesome as love can be, there are also negatives to anything. Everything has both a positive and a negative. And so we have to look at both of those things. Sometimes love can increase stress, right? So we've seen that it can lower stress in some circumstances, but it can also increase stress depending on the situation. In a long-term committed relationship, stress tends to decrease over time. But when you first fall in love, your stress levels usually go up. It makes sense because by falling in love, you can feel like pretty high stakes are about to happen. You're not sure. You don't know how the other person may feel. And so love can be very confusing and very stressful at the very beginning. A little stress isn't always a bad thing, however, and it can motivate you to pursue that love just a little bit more. If you can't get anything done because you're waiting anxiously for them to pick up the flirty conversation or you're waiting for them to text you back, that might be a bit of a problem because that might give you a little bit of anxiety. But the natural stress of love is just kind of inducing you to jump on board. Can love produce any physical symptoms? Well, your body responds to the stress of love by producing both norepinephrine and adrenaline, the same hormones in your body that you release when you face danger or you feel like you're in crisis. So these hormones can range and cause a variety of different physical symptoms, such as that flip-flopping feeling in your stomach, butterflies, some people call them, and just make you feel kind of really uneasy and want to throw up. And all of this can be because of that stimulation of love. And when you see or even think about that person that you love, you may feel tense or nervous. Your heart might begin to race. Your palms might be sweaty. Your face may become flush. You might even feel a little bit of shaky. And your words may seem to tumble out of nowhere. So these are all very physical symptoms of love. This can make you anxious. This can make you uncomfortable. And even when there's no one else you'd rather be with, you may not even be able to talk to that person. Love can affect your sleep and your appetite and make changes to both of those things. Have you experienced tossing and turning because you can't get that special person out of your head? You're wondering how they feel about you. You know, you're wondering when you're going to see or hear from them again. Maybe you've already discovered that they feel the same way about you, but you don't know what the next step is going to be. That can be another type of agony, but it can also be something quite amazing. So getting that nervous stomach can keep you up. It may also make it hard for you to eat. And when your thoughts are fixated on love, food may become completely unimportant. You know, that might be the last thing on your mind. So people experience love physically in so many different ways. And this is because of the rapidly changing hormone levels that can certainly affect your appetite, your ability to sleep and to eat, and even to get enough of that rest that you may need. But you may need that to face another day. So don't get overwhelmed by love. Embrace it, but don't get overwhelmed with it. So love in itself can affect you physically. Love can affect your judgment. Have you ever done anything that was completely silly or off the wall, trying to impress someone that you love? Maybe you acted without thinking, or you did something that you would normally not do. You aren't the only one. There are people all over the world that have lost their mind, in a sense, because of the feelings of love. When you experience intense love, the part of your brain that's responsible for helping you to detect danger, the amygdala, and make decisions, the frontal lobe, they temporarily go into what we call a form of hibernation, leaving you lacking these essential skills. And that's why sometimes people, when they're in intense love, don't always make the best decisions, because love can affect your brain. So if you decide to confess your love in front of 100 people at your best friend's birthday party, the consequences might be nothing more than a really embarrassing story that you'll never hear the end of. But this lack of judgment can also have more serious consequences, such as making it difficult to recognize the red flags. And we hear people talk about that all the time. It didn't recognize the red flags, because love literally affects the way you think and the way that your brain works. Can you be addicted to love? Love can be addicted, like drugs and food and all other things. Love can be an addictive thing. So there's lots of debate about whether people can truly be addicted to love. And in short, it is possible to experience that, especially if you have a pattern or you crave the euphoric phase of love that we describe. That early love with all the release of all those chemicals, this can be an idealized romantic attachment. And there are people out there, they love love. They may not love the commitment or the long-term aspects of it, but they may be hooked on the feeling of love. So people with so-called love addictions might also feel the need to move on from a relationship once they no longer feel, in quotes, in love. That in love crazy feeling that you get with a new love or an intense love experience. If you yourself notice this, it may be time to just take a break from love and dating and speak to someone to figure out why you're doing that particular pattern, because maybe you are addicted to love. So most people agree love is more of a whole body experience. It is more than a simple state of mind. It affects the brain. It affects the heart. It affects us physically, mentally, the way we think, the way we act and interpret the world. But while love can feel wonderful, it can also make some people miserable, especially when the feelings are unrequited. So it's always good if you feel distressed about any love or any problems related to love to speak to someone, a therapist, your doctor, or someone, if you think that you are feeling the negative aspects of love. And so those were some of the effects that love has on us. We're also going to look at some of the benefits a little more deeply, some of the benefits of love and how they affect us in terms of our blood pressure and various different ailments. And so this also is going to be really interesting. So we're going to take a quick break here on The Doctor Is In, brought to you by Medical Concierge Services. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about love and our health and how that can be a benefit to us. Just a shout out, Ezra Pratt. Thank you. He says, my girl, I'm listening. Very interesting topic. Thank you, Ezra, for listening online. And we'll take a quick break on The Doctor Is In with me, Dr. D. Archer.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Doctor Is In with me, Dr. Janotha Archer Cartwright. I don't know, I could never hear the intro music as we come back in, but I'm going to assume that we're back on the air. Thank you for being with us this Tuesday night on Guardian. We're talking about the science of love and love and health. And we talked a little bit about the science and how love affects our brain and our bodies and our systems. And now we're going to talk about some of the health benefits that have been related to love. From lowering blood pressure to fewer colds to better stress management, that is just the beginning of it. And some people feel that there's no evidence that the intense passionate stage of a new romance can benefit health. And others feel that the evidence is presented quite nicely. So most of the research, however, on the benefits of love are actually based on the relationship or the marriage experience. And so we're going to tap into some of those things and see how we can benefit from the love in our life. And maybe that will even, help some people to just jump a little bit more in when they find out the health benefits that are related to just being in love and the whole feeling of love. But we're going to talk about a really healthy form of love. So most of the research in this area is centered on marriage. They believe that many of the perks extend to other close relationships as well. So having really close, healthy relationships are really what bring out the benefits of love. For example, with a partner or a friend or a parent, you can also have really great connections related to love with these people. And by feeling connected to other people, feeling respected, valued by other people, and a sense of belonging, you can also feel a lot of the benefits of love. And so there are 10 research-backed ways that love is linked to health benefits. And that's what we're going to talk about. And so number one, I don't know, this is a good thing, a bad thing, fewer doctor visits. So everybody wants to visit the doctor less often. And so the Health and Human Services Department reviewed a lot of studies on marriage and health. And one of the reports, the most striking finding, is that married people have fewer visits to the doctor's office and shorter than average hospital stays. So nobody quite knows why loving relationships are so great for health, but the best logic for this is that human beings have been crafted by evolution to live in a closely knit social group. And this is Dr. Reyes. What that is biology, all intertwined with social interaction. And so I talk about that all the time, that we are social beings. And so I really do believe in that. And being social beings is what really makes humans a lot different from some animals, or, you know, because we have basic healthy interests with just being with each other. Other theories look at the fact that people in really great relationships take better care of themselves. So a spouse might keep you honest by telling you to brush your teeth, good oral hygiene. Your best friend may motivate you to eat more whole grains over time, and these habits translate into fewer illnesses. So having those type of people around that care about you and love you, they're going to make sure that you do the things that are going to be really, really good for you. And that's why having these really connected relationships are good for us. Persons in really healthy relationships have less depression and less substance abuse. So according to the Health and Human Service report, getting married and staying married reduces depression in both men and women. This finding is not really surprising, because social isolation clearly linked to higher rates of depression. So what's really interesting is that marriage also contributes to a decline in heavy drinking and drug abuse, especially amongst young adults. So those really things that are really unhealthy for you, you tend to give up those habits, because when you have another person depending on you, or you're connected to, or we talked about with the science of love, you're willing to compromise and do things usually in a more positive direction. So being in love, or being in a happy, committed relationship or marriage, is also really good for your blood pressure. So if, you know, that person is stressing you out, it might go the other way. But usually if you're in a good relationship, your blood pressure control is going to be better in a really good relationship. So that conclusion is of a study in the Annals of Behavior and Medicine. Researchers found that happily married people had the best blood pressure readings. And this was followed by singles. The people who weren't doing really, really well, as I mentioned before, were the unhappily married participants. They fared the worst. And this is where we see that persons who are in love, who are in a really healthy relationship, they're going to do better. And then, of course, if you're single and happy, you know, you're somewhere in between. And the worst of all of that is being really unhappily married, because maybe that's not love anymore. It might just be a little bit of misery. And so the studies illustrated a vital aspect of the way marriage affected health. It's marital quality and not the fact of the marriage that makes the difference. So that's the love. He tells WebMD, this supports the idea that other positive relationships can have similar benefits. In fact, singles with a strong social network also did really, really well in terms of blood pressure in the study. And the ones who did the worst were those in very unhappy or loveless relationships or marriages. We can also find that, you know, love or relationships are quite linked to anxiety. So when it comes to anxiety, a loving, stable relationship is really superior to a new romance. So that new love isn't really what decreases anxiety, because we talked about new romances actually creating a little bit of anxiety. But once you are in a loving and very stable relationship for a time period, it actually starts to lower your anxiety levels if everything is going okay. So researchers at the State University of New York at Stony Brook used functional MRI, so like a scan of your brain, and they looked at people in love. And what did they find? They compared passionate new couples and strongly connected long-term couples. And both groups showed that there was an activation in the part of their brain that was associated with intense love. And it's the dopamine reward area, as we talked about earlier, the same area that responds to drugs like cocaine. And also, if you want a lot of money, that area, that real adrenaline rush area. And this was found by Arthur Aron, a PhD, one of the study's authors. But there was a striking difference. So what they found was that between the two groups, when they looked at other parts of the brains, there were some differences. So in terms of persons in long-term relationships, they also had activation in areas that were associated with bonding and less activation in the areas that produce anxiety. And the study was then presented in 2008 at the Conference of Society of Neuroscience. So they found that after a long period of time and people with long-lasting loving relationships, they actually had less anxiety-producing hormones going on in their brain. And they were just a lot more relaxed and happier, even than persons who had just started a loving relationship. We touched a little bit on pain earlier. And what we did find was, okay, we have a caller. I'm sorry, caller, are you on the air?
Yeah, good night, Dr. Archer.
Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right, a little pain, but I just wanted to touch on this because something you said actually touched me, and I kind of experienced it in a different way. So, you know, of course, you're making fun of me because I'm not married, right? But what I've noticed is I think that we don't, I mean, like some people, and I know people who hug one another a lot, especially married couples or if you have a fiancé.
Mm-hmm.
I notice like after like a day's work or like women have the ability to calm you down. But touching itself has to be a healing effect because it makes you feel different, and it's according to which part, you know, like it's just, it don't even have to be no place sensitive. It could just be like a touch and a rub. All that helps, you know, and I realize that. And especially massages, you know, it just does something to me. And then for some reason, I mean, is there any research on that? Because I noticed like if my fiance kissed me between my eyes, I get like a dopamine effect. And like anyone, any female we're attached to.
Don't let her hit you between your eyes. So that might
I say kiss. A kiss between the eyes to set me, like, you know, it's just give me a dopamine feeling. I don't know why.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, and especially if it's so long, and it's just like, it has a dopamine effect on me, so I don't know why, but
yes.
I don't think we are affectionate enough. And so that has to release something in the body. It has to, because you feel different. I'll just hang up and listen.
Yeah, awesome. Yes, definitely. So, you know, 52, you had a real world experience of that dopamine effect and that whole idea of you coming home and your fiance kissing you between your eyes or on your forehead just gives you that little bit of rush. And that's really what we talked about, the science of how that feeling brings people closer. And it's really important that people understand the importance of touch, and not always like a sexual touch, but just like, as you mentioned, hugging, kissing, touching each other, you know, giving someone a massage, just holding someone's hand does have such an effect both emotionally and psychologically and chemically on our bodies. And I don't know, we are a friendly society. I don't know if within our families, if all of us are as socially bonded in terms of touch as we should be. And I think that would release a lot of stress and anxiety of being able to not just in our marriages, but with the people we love, to be bonded closer to them and to have a less stress on our shoulders if we can connect in that way in a very loving physical way. So yes, that is a part of the science. You're definitely feeling what we're discussing. And this is the feeling that bonds people together, and that just doing that often makes you want to be with a person more and more and more. And so as long as, you know, it's all reciprocated and everything like that. But definitely that's a great example of what we are talking about. We touched a little bit on natural pain as well and being able to have some form of control of pain through love. And what they found is that through the MRI studies, revealing another really big perk for long-term couples is more activation of the part of the brain that keeps pain under control. And a CDC report complements this finding In a study of more than 120,000 adults, married people were less likely to complain of headaches and back pain. All right? And this doesn't mean that love is going to cure your pain, but you tend to find that these things are less of a problem when you're in a really loving relationship. And what I find too is if you're going through like a psychological issue, depression or anxiety, sometimes they also manifest in a physical manner, such as pain and headaches and stuff like that. Usually, you know, people will say, I'm having this weird pain, or they have this problem all the time. There's nothing really physically wrong. And it's not until they kind of decompress maybe some of the other things that are going on with them emotionally that we realize that some of this can be psychological and it's related to some type of stressful experience. And so if you have a loving relationship where that stress is kind of relieved, we can see why there would be a lot less complaints. And I guess if you're living a really happy life as well, you would complain less about the little things that are happening in your life. So a small study was published in Psychological Science adds to this. And basically what the researchers found was when they subjected 16 married women to a threat of an electrical shock, when the women were holding their husband's hand, it showed less response in the brain areas associated with stress. And the happier the marriage, the greater the effect. So just having their husband, their partner there was very supportive. Now this, this research is kind of, you know, I don't know, electrical shock, but I guess they say the threat of electrical shock and not the shock itself. But those women who were there holding their husbands, having that loving touch, they really showed that inside their brain, they weren't responding in a stressful manner as, you know, those without or when their husband was in there. So that's really a strong, strong signaler of the powers of love and attachment and bonding in marriage. This isn't to say anything about those who aren't married, because like we said, this some of these connections can also be in strong, long-term relationships, loving relationships, family and friends. But specifically, these articles showed really that they saw a lot of benefits in a married relationship, which I guess is the really kind of like societal's peak of that kind of connection, both friendship and bonding and intimacy and everything. That's probably as tight as you can get. So number six on our list would be better stress management. If love helps people to cope with pain, then what about different types of stress? And what they found was there were links between social support and stress management. And if you were facing a stressor and you got the support from someone you love, then you would, of course, cope better. If you were to lose a job, for example, it helps emotionally and financially if there is a partner there with you to help support you through that. And so, you know, it can just make some of the stressful things in life less daunting if there's someone there with you. Fewer colds. So, you know, we're having a lot of cough and colds and flus. And what they've seen that persons in loving relationships can reduce stress, anxiety, and depression, a fact that may give their immune system a boost. So maybe some of the benefits of reducing your stress and anxiety is also that your immune system also gets a benefit. So researchers at Carnegie Mellon University found that people who exhibited positive emotions were less likely to get sick after exposure to cold and flu viruses. The study was published in Psychosomatic Medicine and compared people who were both happy and calm with those who appeared anxious, hostile, and depressed. Number eight on our list, and I'm just gonna check to see, yeah, okay. Number eight, faster healing. So the power of a positive relationship makes flesh wounds heal faster. Researchers at the Ohio State University Medical Center gave married couples blister wounds, and the wounds healed about twice as fast in spouses who interacted warmly compared with those who demonstrated a lot of hostility towards each other. And the study was published in the Archives of General Psychiatry. So there's a lot of psychological things going on in there. Those couples that were really kind of happy and loving with each other just had a better healing time than ones with the hostility. And that's how we talk about a lot of times emotions can be expressed in physicality and even in the immune system and in the healing. A longer life, which is one of the things we started off with. A growing body of research is indicating that married people live longer. One of the largest studies examines the effect of marriage on mortality during an 8-year period in the 1990s. And when they used the data from the National Health Interview Survey, researchers found that people who had never been married were 58% more likely to die earlier than married people. So that's quite significant. They go on to look at marriage's contribution to long life, mostly through mutual practical support, financial benefits, and children who provide support as well. Dr. Rias says that an emotional explanation as well is involved. So marriage protects against death by warding off feelings of isolation. Loneliness is associated with all-cause mortality, dying for any reason. In other words, married people live longer because they feel love and they feel connected. And that really shows the importance of feeling love, feeling connected to the people around you and to the world at large. And that is really, really a big thing. And that's what I found was the most important thread through all of this is that feeling of human connection and expressing that through various forms of love is really a heightened sense of optimizing the human experience. And so number 10 encompasses kind of all of those things that we've talked about along the way, which is a happier life. It may seem obvious that one of love's greatest benefits is just simply joy. Research is just beginning to reveal how strong this link can actually be. A study in the Journal of Family Psychology shows happiness depends more on the quality of family relationships than on the level of income. And so we have scientific evidence that at least in some way, the power of love trumps the power of money. So you have to nurture your relationships. You need to foster loving relationships that yield concrete benefits. And there were 4 tips that were offered by Aaron in the WebMD discussion. And they talked about if you have depression or anxiety and getting treated, brushing up on communication skills, and learning to handle conflict. Doing things that both challenge and excite your partner or the persons that you love on a regular basis is a really great way to foster loving relationships to yield concrete benefits. You have to celebrate one another's successes, and this helps to make loving bonds and relationships even stronger. And it is crucial to provide support during crisis. This support is even more beneficial during good times. And as the Proverbs goes, shared sorrow is half sorrow, shared joy is double the joy. And so those things are really, really important. And so we've looked at a lot of various ways in which love can actually benefit our health. And it may seem like a really simple thing, but love relates very deeply to our health and the ways that we are able to deal with health in our relationships and throughout our life. And by looking at those various things, we can have a healthier life, have healthier relationships, and be able to find both love and joy in those things. Loving relationships and health and the surprising benefits of being in love. We'll just touch on those points just briefly before we end the show. So we talked about a longer life. We're just going to show a few more benefits because we all want to live longer and just touch a little bit about a healthy heart. So a healthy heart, definitely we always think about the heart when we think about love and life. And studies have shown that strong love, marriage, and social ties would improve your blood pressure, whilst isolation and being around strangers increases it. Same holds true about love rates. And so we can see that a healthy heart, a healthy lungs, and everything else benefits love. And so we're going to end the show tonight right there. And I want to thank you all for listening on The Doctor's Inn with me, Dr. D. Archer. And I want you to share some time with the person that you love. Love them, be with them, support them. And you'll find that not only are you giving support and love to that person, but also you will benefit yourself by living longer, having a healthier relationship with people, and finding the love that will nurture your life, strengthen your life, and increase those health benefits for yourself. The question is, why not love? With so many health benefits and so many great social ties being created and creating such a wonderful support system, there's no reason not to love. Love each other, show each other kindness, be patient and understanding, have close relationships, and may they be positive about your friends, your families, and the person that you love. And I encourage strong families and marriage, and it is better for not just you and your family, but also for society. And so give out a simple hug. You know, sometimes don't be so formal. Give a simple hug. I'm a hugger, and I tend to do that because I think it's important for us to learn to embrace each other in loving ways. And for a country that has a lot of sickness caused by stress, maybe we can spread a little bit more love and heal the nation in a sense. And so love on Valentine's Day goes beyond just love of a couple, but to love your family, love your community, and so more support to others will just make our nation a better place. So let's continue to heal the nation and spread love and joy everywhere. For all the health, wellness, and social issues, I want to thank you for joining us this Tuesday night on The Doctor's Inn on Guardian Radio 96.9. We'll see you next week, of course. And of course, a shout out to our sponsor, brought to you by Medical Concierge Services, for all your medical health needs. I hope you have a loving and joyful night. Enjoy. Good night.